This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Hafiz Mustafa, it gives you hope that when Sheikh Salah is not here, someone else will take over. Alhamdulillah, the community is ready and it has a lot of potential, alhamdulillah, right? So he's also part of our Hafiz Club. Hafiz Club is basically a mentorship program that we started, alhamdulillah, for the young Hafiz. And those who are soon to be Hafiz, inshallah, we give them a chance to, to give khatira, teach them public speaking and all of this. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. It's an initiative that was started and inshallah is going to grow. Until now, we have about 40, mashallah, club members. Alhamdulillah, we're closing the registration. We said we're going to take care of those and then everyone else is going to be in the wait list until we see, inshallah. So registration, I believe, is still open. If you have someone who memorized, let's say, 10 juz and more, inshallah, you can enroll them, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen, especially if they are, of course, from 10 and up. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us, Allahumma ameen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له كلمة قامت عليها الأرض والسماوات وفطر الله عليها البشرية وهي أساس الفرض والسنة ومن كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة فاللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك أن تجعل آخر كلامنا في الدنيا لا إله إلا الله اللهم أحينا على لا إله إلا الله وابعثنا على لا إله إلا الله وأدخلنا الجنة ونحن نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومعلمنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا يوم العرض على الله سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه، وارض اللهم عن ساداتنا أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الصحابة أجمعين وعنا معهم يا رب العالمين. أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, around 2005 I was still a student at Al-Azhar University in Egypt, and then when a very well-known famous incident happened around the world, which is basically the cartoon. Remember the cartoon issue that happened in Denmark? It was around 2004 or 2005. A cartoonist drew some inappropriate, pictures and cartoons about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I think majority of the brothers, probably they remember this time. And during that time, brothers and sisters, all students across the world, not just in Egypt, right, and Muslims around the world, this started, taking to street and started protesting. And of course, we disagreed with the violence and all of these things. But the Western world and those who are not Muslims, they were very surprised. And some of them actually, were asking at that time. I met some of them, some Muslim, non-Muslim friends in Egypt at that time. And they said, what is so special about that man that the whole world is so frustrated? It's just cartoons, man, right? Because, you remember what happened just a few weeks ago in the Olympics, where they're making fun of prophets and messengers of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, all right? But for us, it's not the same. This is not acceptable for us, because we value Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we value all the messengers and the prophets, right? So during that time, there was one ayah that we recited, but we never really understood what it means until last year, 2023. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hijr, إِنَّا كَفَيْنَاكَ الْمُسْتَهْزِئِينَ الَّذِينَ يَجْعَلُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخر. Surely will be sufficient for you against the mockers. It's an ayah in Surah Al-Hijr, at the end of Surah Al-Hijr. So what does it mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will surely be sufficient for you against the mockers? That we're not going to let them go, with their action and with their amal. They're going to pay the price. 2023, something happened. The cartoonist, the Danish cartoonist, he passed away in a very ajib way, and he was home for months, right? In a very ajib way. And the Swedish cartoonist also, he died in a very terrible car accident, right? And on top of that, the third person was Macron, that the French president. And we saw someone slapping him on the face in front of everybody else. Subhanallah, that's exactly the meaning of the ayah. Listen, they're not going to get away with their actions or whatever they say about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But back to the same question, brothers and sisters, what is so special about that man, about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And why do Muslims love him so much, right? Wallahi, I have seen people who perhaps never been to a masjid, they're not regular in a masjid. They don't pray, they don't do anything, but they were so angry and frustrated. And when you ask them why, said, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is something about that man that captured our heart and our emotions and our feelings, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what is the secret, and where is this love coming from? And why do we love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much, brothers and sisters? Brothers and sisters, the next few minutes, I'll talk to you about that man, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who has more than 2 billion followers, yet no single social media platform. No Facebook, no TikTok, no Instagram. But he has more than 2 billion, more than 2 billion followers, that they love him so much. Where is this hubb coming from? And why should we love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves him so much. Because he was very special to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every single aspect of his life. That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam honored and praised Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his mind, and he said, and intelligence, intellectuality, he says, Noon wal qalami wa ma yasturun ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi majnoon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears and he says, you are not insane. They used to call Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam majnoon. He's insane. Right? وَإِنَّ لَكَ لَأَجْرًا غَيْرَ مَمْنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored and praised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his truthfulness. And he says, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. And he does not speak from his own accord. Whatever in huwa illa wahyun yuha. It is revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored and praised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his heart. The heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا كَذَبَ الْفُؤَادُ مَا رَآ. His heart did not doubt what he saw during al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored and praised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in general. فقال سبحانه وتعالى وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. Indeed, you are one of a great manners. صلى الله على محمد. Let's agree to something. In this khutbah, we don't want to stop saying صلى الله عليه وسلم. It's a free of charge. It's not going to cost you anything. But the reward will be great, not only in dunya, but in akhirah as well. صلى الله على محمد. صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah سبحانه وتعالى swears by the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is very unique. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never swore by the life of any other messenger of the Prophet. He says in Quran, in Surah Al-Hijr, لَعَمُرُكَ إِنَّهُمْ لَفِي سَكْرَتِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. I swear by your life, ya Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Musa alayhi salam, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he said, قَالَ رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي. Oh Allah, he asked Allah, he said, Ya Allah, open for me my chest. رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي, and make my affairs and my matters easy. وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without even asking, أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ. Didn't we extend your chest for you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He didn't ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah telling him this, right? And then if you go through the Quran, you will notice something very significant and very interesting. I mentioned that before, but just for the reminder, every single prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called in Quran by their names, except Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right? Ya Musa, Ya Zakariya, Ya Yahya, Ya Isa, Ya Ibrahim. But when it came to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ya ayyuhal rasul, Ya ayyuhal nabi. And when he mentioned the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at that. Where is this hub coming? It's coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why the whole ummah, they did not accept that someone makes fun of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they will never tolerate that. It's not acceptable. This man, we sacrifice our life for him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So where this hub coming from, and why we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَحَبَّنَا وَكَانَ حَرِيصًا عَلَيْنَا حتى آخر نفس في حياتي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cared for you. Whenever he heard that someone passed away without accepting Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam feels so disappointed and so sad. How come I was not able to save a soul from Jahannam wal'ayyadu billah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cares for you, and he wanted to make sure that you are in Jannah and you do the right thing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and to the whole entire world to change the whole entire world. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before he passed away, brothers and sisters, he says, وَدَدْتُ لَوْ رَأَيْتُ إِخْوَانِي وَدَدْتُ لَوْ رَأَيْتُ إِخْوَانِي. He said, I wish I'm alive and I would be able to see my brothers. So the companions look at him, and they said, Khwanak, wait a minute. Aren't you your brothers, Ya Rasulullah? He said, no. You are my companions. Bal antum ashabi. Then who are your ikhwan? Those who will come after me. Those who will believe in me, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But I won't see them. Even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam misses you and I. He misses you and I. Even without meeting you, he still loves you. He cares for you sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he kept one da'wah. He kept one da'wah for you. there is no single prophet and messenger except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him da'wah in dunya, very unique and very special da'wah. It's for you. It's exclusive for you. Right? All the messages and the prophets, they used the credit in dunya. Look, Nuh alayhi salam. Nuh alayhi salam, what did he say? Allah has given him da'wah. And he said, وَقَالَ نُوحُ رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ دَيَّارًا. Ya Allah, I'm fed up with these people. Ya Allah, take care of them. That's Nuh alayhi salam. And then you have Dawood alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salam, قَالَ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَهَبِ لِي مُلْكًا لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي. He aimed high, but he used the credit in dunya. He said, Ya Allah, forgive me, but grant for me or grant me a kingdom that no one on the face of earth will have such a kingdom. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَسَخَّرْنَا لَهُ رِيحَ تَجْرِي بِأَمْرِ. We've given him the power with the wind. Right? Brothers and sisters, you see all of this fadl and the privilege of the prophets and messengers to have, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he kept his da'wah, the one da'wah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him, he kept it for his ummah in the day of judgment. So when we are falling short in hasanat in the day of judgment, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come and he'll say, Ya Allah, I need to use my da'wah. Allahu Akbar, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله وكفى وصلاة وسلاما على عباده الذين اصطفى. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد, why do we love رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم? Because if you love رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the one who left the legacy of light for us صلى الله عليه وسلم, we love him because if you love him, truly love him, and teach your children the love and mahabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because when you love the Prophet, it's not just saying, I love Muhammad Rasulullah and make salah salam, by following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. If you truly love Allah, then follow me, Allah will love you back. Right? So, mahabbat in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ittiba' in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because if you love him, you'll be with him inshallah in the day of judgment. One of the companions by the name of Thawban, he comes to Rasulullah, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at his face and he knew them. You know, there was something. He knew when they're happy, he knew when they're sad, he knew everything about them. His companions were very special to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he sees Thawban and he seems to be disturbed a little bit. Ya Thawban, what is going on? He said, Ya Rasulullah, Allah knows, Allah is my witness, that I love you so much more than myself. But you know, Ya Rasulullah, every single time I think that on the day of judgment, you'll be on a different level in Jannah than mine, I cry, Ya Rasulullah, and I feel sad. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals the ayah, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. Ya Thawban, didn't you hear the qawl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if you follow and obey the messenger, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ, follow Allah and messenger, you will be with the prophets and messengers in the day of judgment. Because of your love, you're going to be with me in the day of judgment. يُحْشَرُ الْمَرْءُ مَعَ مَنْ أَحَبُّ. So if you love Rasulullah and you obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you'll be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite us in the Jannah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see the many salawat we're sending right now, you will see the reward in the day of judgment. You will see the shafa'ah, the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he is keeping for you and I, because we will need it, desperately need it in the judgment. Love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Teach your children about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about the seerah of the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Teach the whole world why we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why the whole ummah did not agree and did not accept what happened back in 2005. It's a long time ago, but I still remember this very, very well. Brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, this community is amazing and it is growing and growing really fast. Alhamdulillah. So many talented people here, young people, brothers and sisters, so many volunteers, so many people putting a lot of hub and, you know, effort into this community. In your way back, you will see a big banner with a lot of faces, mashallah. You have 20 speakers. These people are coming from across the whole entire country. Why? To talk to us about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Different angles, different perspectives. Imagine 20 speakers. Imagine the amount of work that have been put, subhanAllah, into this effort to just contact them. And a lot of them are very busy, right? But alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, because they know Frisco Masjid. We have a reputation, alhamdulillah. They're coming to Frisco Masjid to educate us and to enlighten us and our families about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every aspect. You will come here for 2 days. You have Friday and you have Saturday. You will come after this event. And subhanAllah, I guarantee there will be a lot of sessions, you know, parallel sessions. A session for your children, for your wife, for the sisters, for the brothers, for the whole community, for everybody. There is something for everyone. All what we need from you, two things. Number one, to get the tickets. Why? Because obviously, you need to make sure that, alhamdulillah, we take care of our guests, the speakers. We need to take care of them and respect their time. Right? And number two, when they come and they see the whole community is flooding the multipurpose hall and the masjid, inshallah, not only then they will know Frisco Masjid. And when we call them in the future, inshallah, well, they will come right away. No more effort. Right? So brothers and sisters, when you go out, inshallah, see the brothers, they're sitting there. They will tell you how to register. Learn about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a part of mahabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We expect everyone to be there, inshallah. Bil alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and learn the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and most importantly, implement and apply the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their lives. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to unite all of us with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannat al-Firdaus. Allahumma ajma'na bin Nabi Muhammadin fil Jannah. Allahumma ajma'na bin Nabi Muhammadin fil Jannah. Allahumma adkhilna al-Jannata ma'an nabiyyina was-siddiqina wash-shuhada'i was-salihin wa hasuna ula'ika rafiqa. Allahumma amin wa aqim as-salah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استقيموا واستووا واعتدلوا يرحمنا وإياكم الله اخشعوا في صلاتكم صلوا صلاة ودع الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله الحمد الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. إخوان إن شاء الله. For also there will be a free babysitting during the conference إن شاء الله. But brother, you want to know? So we have just du'a al-shifa. Brother Mumtaz Khan, he is not feeling well. Ask Allah Subhanahu wa Taala to give him maghfirah. We ask Allah Subhanahu wa Taala to give him shifa, Ya Rabbal Alamin. And also we have the cousin of the uncle of brother Razwan Sheikh who passed away. Inna Allahi wa inna ilayhi raj'un. We ask Allah Subhanahu wa Taala to give him maghfirah min 'indi Ya Rabbal Alamin. Allahumma ameen.
I want to again remind everyone, as Sheikh Salah said, that don't forget to register for the conference. Right there in the lobby, we have a table. I also want to remind you that on October 19th, Sheikh Salah is taking us for a retreat. Don't forget to register with your family. Sheikh Abdul Nasir Jangra is going to be there. Sister Hale Banani is going to be there. It's a great opportunity to learn in a focused environment, inshallah, from the scholars. And last but not least, we have voter registration table outside. We have a sister sitting right by the brother's entrance. October 7th is the last day to register to vote in these November elections. So don't forget to register yourself and your family. Even if your family is not with you, you can register your family with them, inshallah, today.